The Small Business Leadership Daily Brief for Friday, June the 8th, 2018. Leading with your heart, helping your employees achieve more. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here. Thanks for clicking play. I appreciate it. Hope you'll subscribe. The website is growgreat.com. In the never-ending debate between head and heart, I will declare no contest. Well, to be fair, I would declare there is no debate. There is no fight. They can't be separated, head and heart. Mostly we think of heart representing feelings and emotions, and those reside, in your head, your brain. They're formed based on what you think and what you believe. Debate's over. To assume that logical and rational thought are disconnected from emotions and feelings is to assume that you can have Spock-like qualities, and you can't, because you are neither completely logical or completely emotional. I hate it when people say, well, you're just being emotional. Well, everybody's being emotional. It presupposes that being emotional is a bad thing. You're a confluence of both logic and emotion. Sometimes one can tip heavier on the scales than the other. It happens. As a small business owner, you serve your employees. First and foremost, they are the customers that you must effectively serve. They've got feelings, emotions, thoughts, beliefs, ambitions, which is why you must lead with your heart. Empathy is defined as the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. Well, first, it's understanding. And second, it's sharing based on that understanding. Now, I want you to think about the last time that you were angry, you were frustrated, you were annoyed. You might be annoyed right now. Maybe it was 5 seconds ago. Maybe it was 5 minutes ago. Maybe it was 5 hours ago. Doesn't matter. Remember what happened? I want you to think about it. I want you to hold that thought. And here's my question. Did it impact your behavior in any way at all? Yeah, of course it did. Maybe you snapped at somebody who hadn't done anything to deserve it. Maybe you closed your door and you threw papers around. Maybe you reacted by doing or saying something. But, well, I guess you could have sat there stewing about it. But it did affect you. It did affect your performance. Yeah, but feelings and emotions, they don't matter, right? You own the place. And thoughts and feelings and emotions drive your performance. Don't you think they drive the performance of your employees? Question, what are the professional and personal goals of your top three employees? Now, most business owners, when I ask that question, they'll say, well, I don't have any idea. It doesn't matter. Oh, but it does matter. Convince yourself that the only thing that matters is what you need those employees to do, and you're blowing it as a leader, miserably. You're making sure your people know that you don't really care about them. It's not about them. It's about you. And yet you expect them every day to come to work and to perform at the highest level possible. You have lost your mind. And now you're working on losing your employees. Try leading with your heart. Let me give you some specific action that you can take today. Yeah, today's Friday, and it'll be a great way to wind down the week. Don't put it off. Don't wait until next week. Got a conference room or someplace private where you can meet employees one-on-one? And I'll say, unless you've got an office where you can sit by the employee without the desk being between you and them, avoid your office. Sit side by side with the employee, like two friends having a conversation. Do you have 20 employees, 50, 100? I mean, I don't know how many employees you've got. The more employees you've got, obviously, the longer this is going to take. So schedule it accordingly. Now, map out a strategy that is least disruptive to the work. We don't want to make this a drag on the employees or the team or the company or the customers, but carve out 10 minutes with each employee, just you and the employee. No, not an admin, not somebody to take notes, just two people talking. Now, yes, if you've never done this before, they are going to panic. It's normal. Don't sweat it, because they're going to realize what's going on within the very first few seconds. And word's going to get around, by the way. And the word that's going to get around is going to be great. Schedule as many of these as you can. 20 employees is going to take you a little over 3 hours. Easily done in a day. You know, you figure it out. Greet them when they walk in the door as you would a friend. Stand up, shake their hand, welcome them in. Tell them that you've decided to periodically spend a few minutes with every employee to find out more about them. Do not make this about you. This is about them. You're their servant. You want what's best for them. You got to get that across if this is going to be impactful. Now, over the course of the next few minutes, you're hoping to find out how they're doing. What's their goal? What do they want to achieve over the rest of this year? What are the things that are happening that are frustrating them? Are there things that you can remedy? You've got to make them know how much you care and how dedicated you are to help them succeed. Stay on time. As they leave, remind them that they can contact you at will. Encourage them. Cheer them on. Thank them. Make leading with your heart a habit, and you will improve quickly at being able to do this. You'll also become quickly convinced, man, I should have done this a long, long time ago, because you're going to notice a positive difference in performance. If you called me up right now and shared your frustrations, your aspirations, your dreams as a business owner, you and I, we would have a very productive conversation about it. I'd ask you some questions. You'd share some more. I'd ask you a few more questions. And while we're talking, you'd be figuring out some things. And I would challenge you in all the best ways to achieve what you want. Not because it's what I want. It's your life. It's going to be what you want. And you would leave our conversation energized, uplifted, and more firmly believing in yourself. You know why? I would make sure of it. It's what I do with CEOs, with business owners, with leaders. You need to start making sure that that's what you're doing for your employees. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. We'll wrap up the week tomorrow. See you.